Yeah, go ahead. About what?
Well, it seems that she's thrown me out.
Your wife is? Why is your wife throwing you out?
Well, it seems she accused me of drinking on Christmas Eve.
So what's wrong with drinking on Christmas Eve? As long as you don't knock over the Christmas tree and fall asleep while short-circuiting bulbs buzz around you. A toddy around Christmas Eve is certainly apropos.
Well, she didn't approve of it, especially with the children.
All right, well, I really have the time to get involved in your marital discord, sir, but I wish you well and luck, and I'll be here for you whenever you need me, okay?
All right.
Thank you. 101, good morning.
Good morning, Grease.
Yeah, what's up?
What's with all these people today, man? They're so depressed.
I know a lot of people depressed on, it's the new year, another year of murder and mayhem.
Yeah,
another
year
of uncertainty,
like...
unemployment, rejection, emotional upheaval, relationships disintegrating, a 60% divorce rate.
Stop it, you're depressing me.
I know.
Well, anyway, the reason that I called, I read something the other day that you might be interested in. I don't know if you heard about it.
Quickly.
I guess it's the Chinese or Japanese police busted like a whole bunch of restaurants for putting opium in their food.
I saw that, to hook the people on the food and they'd keep coming back to the restaurant.
Right.
What a great marketing idea. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, was it? They
That's why the Ring Dang Do is sold out for a year in advance. We pumped the scent of airplane glue into the room here.
Grease, you're really sick. The Grease Man on